I, you know, did my research like a man, and I remembered this son of a gun has no right to go off on anybody. The most probably not corrupt, but scandaled mofo college basketball coach.
Playoffs
in the NCAA right
playoffs?
Now. That's still active in coaching. Guys, welcome to another episode of Gridiron Jabroni. Per usual, I'm your host, Kayfabe Kev, Jabroni Kev on Twitter, Kevin Duran. It's episode 13 of the program, the Dan Marino episode, the Mahomey episode. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, back-to-back. Reminds me of the Georgia Bulldogs, who did it better. That's an argument for another day. Or maybe we can have that argument right now. I think Georgia did it better. Sue me. Episode 13 of the program. First episode of 2024. Pretty exciting. I've been gone for a minute. I missed playoffs. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a dad. I'm a dog dad. Not a real dad. Just a dog dad. I'm a busy man, but we're back. I know consistency is key. And then I realized, looking at statistics and all that, because, you know, I'm a numerical man. I'm a man of the numbers. I'm a man of the sheets. And I was checking the numbers, and I realized not a lot of people want to listen to the one-hour episode. So why am I trying to make this episode so strict, bang, 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 bang? What if I just chill out a little bit? And what if we just take this episode back? That's what we're doing. Gridiron Jabroni is for the real Kayfabe Kev. It's for the real jabronis out there. This show is for the real jabronis. This is for the small group of you guys that listen to this for some reason. And you enjoy my content, which I appreciate. Don't get me wrong. But these are for the ones that really want to listen and really want to get in on the action. And this is where we get all the side jokes. So let's chill out on this. Be a little bit more laid back. I took the suit and tie off today, and I'm just wearing slacks and a button down. We're chilling a little bit. Still a little formal, but we're having a little bit more fun. That's why we wanted to come back. As long as I'm on the mic and I'm consistent, I think that is important. And look. Let's be real, because who's going to be listening to this episode? Maybe the few hundred thousands of you guys. No, I'm kidding. I'll be real. The numbers are bad right now, but that's my fault. But on TikTok, on social media, I'm getting decent numbers. So I'm realizing maybe this generation that I live in and I am a part of, we're just stupid. We don't want to listen to the one-hour episodes because, unlike me, I love podcasts. But it seems like the one hour episodes just don't get a lot of attention at all. I'm still going to be doing them, but we're going to just, again, take your suit. If you're coming in, look, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to take your shoes off. Leave them at the front door. Loosen up the tie. Maybe take your jacket off. Look, just throw it on the couch. The maid will take it. And just relax, you know. Pop open a bottle of Pinot. We're sipping on Pinot Noir tonight. All right, let me set the scene, guys. You're walking in. This is it's an episode 13 dinner party. We're sipping on some Pinot Noir. No, Pinot Grigio. I'm feeling fancy. Pinot Grigio. I don't know anything about wine. And we're relaxing. But we're still feeling good. We're still feeling fancy. That's what this show is all about. I think that's what being a gridiron jabroni is all about. You're kind of being a bum, but you're a gridiron bum. You're still putting in the work. Anyway, that's new year, new goals. I gotta get consistent. I have to get consistent. I know, I know, guys. I know. Today's episode. No more football. That's kind of, dude, I don't know what to say, man. No more football. NBA All-Star game was this weekend. The NBA All-Star weekend. Everyone's talking about how awful that All-Star weekend was. I could talk about it too. Why not? College basketball is going on right now. We'll talk a little college basketball and the coaches, man. I want to focus on a couple coaches that are going that have been crazy this weekend. Yeah, I want to talk about the coaches that specifically a few in college football. I have a coaching contract that I need to look at with you guys. Michael Chandler getting a little WWE. We'll talk about that. And then some Taylor Swift news. I don't even know if it's news. And then we'll talk some Taylor Swift just in general and see where that, I don't know. I got to get something off my chest about that. But that's how we'll close the episode. We won't get to that till the end. Let's get to the sports, to the real, what you jabronis really want to listen to, what you really want to listen to. The NBA All-Star Weekend. What an exciting weekend. This is exactly what the NBA wanted. This is exactly what the All-Star Weekend is all about. I just love watching a piss-poor dunk contest on a pinball machine-style floor. That floor looks like it radiates cancer. I get it's an LED floor, and we want to, you know, attract the kids and the audience so bad and get the younger generation to watch. But Jesus Christ, that screen looks like it was just, it looks like you needed sunglasses to be on that screen or on that court. I'm just calling it a screen because that's all it was. You were playing on a screen and I was not a fan. Where was All-Star Weekend at? Wasn't it like Salt Lake or something like that? Where was this game at? Indianapolis? Yeah, where the Pacers play, yeah. What? I don't know. I'm not a northerner. I guess the Midwest respects Indianapolis. I guess that's a respectable place. Didn't they have the Super Bowl there a couple years ago? Or 1 year or something? I don't know, man. Indianapolis, cool. Whatever. Damian Lillard hitting like two half-court shots. The score was 211 to 186. No, that's not exciting. At that point, where's the fun? I don't know. I think if you go to the All-Star game, I think going to an All-Star game is like watching, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know what to compare the All-Star game to. It sucks. It's not fun. It's not what it used to be. Kobe said it one time that like you can find more exciting games at like a UCLA pickup game or something like that. And I agree. The All-Star game is not fun. It's cool. It should be fun. The concept of having all the stars, Giannis, KD, LeBron, Damian Lillard, all these people in a pickup style game should be fun, but then nobody really tries. There's no defense. Look, I'm saying this as if the Super Bowl or the Pro Bowl is any good. The Pro Bowl sucks just as much. The only decent All-Star game is the MLB All-Star game. And even then, that I don't watch it. I mean, I may watch the highlight. I'll watch the Home Run Derby. No, the Home Run Derby sucks. If we want to talk about awful things, let's talk about... This was not planned. This was not a part of the episode, but we're going to do it. Let's talk about all the All-Star games and all the activities that come with it. MLB, let's start with the MLB. The Home Run Derby used to be excellent. Now it sucks. The Home Run Derby is ass. I just want to point that out. Home Run Derby sucks. The MLB All-Star Game, that's all right. Would I watch it out of all of them? Yeah, that'd be the only one. That and the Hockey All-Star Game. NHL, I don't know what they do. They do a shootout, right? Like shootout versus goalie or something like that. That's exciting. That is fun. I don't know if y'all have seen that. It's like a 1v1 situation. That is fun. That's an exciting thing to watch. The All-Star game is also pretty good. Pro Bowl sucks. The flag football game. Isn't it flag football now? That's even more embarrassing. I think that it is flag football, right? Yeah, awful. Embarrassing. How is that fun? If I want to go see flag football, I'll go watch Pee Wee football. I'll go watch the intramural college go play some flag football. Then it'll probably be more competitive. NBA, we just covered that. I don't know. What's the WWE? What would be a wrestling all-star? WrestleMania? The Royal Rumble? Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. Y'all want to talk about the Royal Rumble real quick? Predictable. Not really. Actually, I thought CM Punk was going to win. Cody Rhodes going back-to-back was exciting. Roman Reigns winning with... I almost called him Samoa Joe. With Old Boy. Predictable. It's just same shit over and over again. And that's the only problem I have with the Bloodline story. The Rock. I don't know. Being involved in the Bloodline story. I'm confused when it comes to wrestling. I don't really know how to talk about it because I'm just as confused. Like, I'm lost. I mean, I'm watching it, but I just don't know where the story's going. And I can't predict the next move. I can only say that so far they have kept me on my toes. And I don't know what Seth is going to do. I mean, I guess whoever wins what's the Elimination Chamber this weekend? Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley. I don't know why the hell Logan Paul. I feel like that's a contract thing. I think the only reason Logan Paul is in there is for some stupid contract reason. Because why? I don't know. There's no way he wins it. What does it look like this week? It's the winner fight Seth Rollins. It's LA Knight. Wait, Kevin Owens isn't in it, right? I'm confused. Can we talk about before I figure out who is in this Elimination Chamber? Can we talk about how it starts at 4 a.m.? 4 a.m., 5 a.m., wherever the hell you're at. It starts at 4 a.m. Okay, so the 6 minutes in this Elimination Chamber. LA Knight. Kevin Owens. Bobby Lashley. Randy Orton. Drew McIntyre. And Logan fucking Paul. Why is he in this? No clue. Don't know why he's in it. Don't know how that makes sense. I don't know. I don't understand where that came from. Again, it has to be a contract thing. But I don't expect him to win it. And I feel like he's going to be like a final three somehow. And it's going to... I don't know. But I'm telling y'all he's going to be one of the final three. Not the final two. Maybe final two. Might fuck around and be final two. But he will definitely not be the first one out. Won't be the second one out yet. He'll be final three. I think Lashley is just kind of there. I think he's the first one gone. If you want me to call it right now, top of my head, who in this order of elimination, Lashley is the first eliminated. I think Kevin Owens is next. I think Logan Paul is after. And then I think Randy Orton wins. So we get Randy Orton, Seth Rollins at Mania, which is honestly, who would complain about that? Who would complain about a Randy Orton and Seth Rollins WrestleMania? Two legends? I'm more excited about that than I am about the fucking Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns match. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a boomer. Maybe I'm not old enough to understand. Maybe I'm too young to understand the Rock hype. Like, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Rock guy. I love the Rock. Dwayne? Me and Dwayne go way back. Me and Dwayne go all the way back. Me and Dwayne go back. As far as Rocky Maivia. Me and Dwayne go all the way back. Me and Rocky Maivia go all the way back. We go all the way back. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Dwayne fan. But the man's not bald by choice anymore. The man, I guarantee that man doesn't have to shave his head anymore. He's just bald at this point. That's like bringing back Ric Flair. I know it's not the same, but that's what I'm going to compare it to. That's like that's literally like bringing back Ric Flair to help Charlotte Flair win a belt. Get out of here. Get out of here, old man. Go eat your porridge. Go back to retirement. Hey, bingo starts at 8. Old man, get out of here. Go back to the office. Put your suit and tie on, Rocky Maivia, if that's even your real name. Go play Mr. CEO or whatever he is now, head of management or whatever. Get out of here. Let the big dogs do the work now. It being in Perth is crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a businessman. Maybe I'm not a businessman. But why? I don't know. Why are we going to Perth? And then they're going like Austria. Bring it back to the States, man. USA, man. USA. I'm a patriot, I guess. I'm a patriot. But let's bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back into the All-Star game. I don't know how we went to the wrestling tangent. The All-Star game. 200 and what? What was it? 200 something? 211 to 186. Who had the most points? Player stats. Kevin Durant had 18 points. Carl Anthony Towns had 50 points. That's insane. How does this man not win MVP? Dame had 39 points. Jaylen Brown had 36 points. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the NBA All-Star game. I am a fan of this stupid shit that happened afterwards. LeBron. Can we talk about LeBron? Hey, chat. Can we talk about LeBron? LeBron got asked a couple questions during the All-Star game. Most importantly, if he was going to retire, if he was thinking about doing retirement, if he was going to do a farewell tour. LeBron said he's 50-50, and he's never been a fan, and he's never been great with accepting praise. Team Jabronis, I got two things to say about that. So let's break that down. Let's start with the beginning. Let us start with the beginning.
I was asked this question a couple days ago. Will you kind of take the farewell tour, or will you kind of just Tim Duncan it? I'm 50-50. I'm going to be honest.
I guarantee, nobody asked him that question. Nobody went up to him and said, hey, yo, LeBron, are you going to take the farewell tour soon? Or are you going to Tim Duncan it? Nobody asked him that, firstly. I already know that. Secondly, he's 50-50. 50-50. It's like flipping a coin, heads or tails. He literally, I'm going to flip a coin, but both sides are heads. I'm willing to show me the odds. Show me the odds, and I will put my life savings on LeBron going on a farewell tour. This man will easily, the reason he doesn't want to go on, he might not go on a farewell tour, right here. This right here.
But the other side of, I've never been that great with accepting like praise.
LeBron never being good with accepting praise. The same man who had a whole show, a whole spectacle to announce that he's going to Miami. The same man that has jumped team to team for rings, building super teams to get the fans to praise him, to love him. The man has built this dynasty. And look, I'm not a LeBron lover, but I'll admit that he's good, and I admit that he's talented, and I admit that he has his dynasty and this fan and his kingdom and this praise around him. You're not good at accepting praise, bro. Shut up, LeBron. Oh, shut up, dude. Goofy. You're goofy. LeBron is goofy. The man sits here. The man is the most diabolical liar I've ever met. The man's goofy. That was NBA All-Star Weekend. It really, in a nutshell, Yeah, Charles Barkley had a moment where he flamed up San Francisco, and people are pretty pissed off at him for that. Basically called all the homeless people a bunch of bums. Along the lines of, he called them homeless crooks. If he had the chance to be around a bunch of homeless crooks in San Francisco, couldn't even walk in San Francisco. But people are pissed. People are pissed. Charles Barkley is a legend. He says it as it is. Do you remember his San Antonio fat chicks rant? He has the biggest beef with San Antonio chicks because they're fat. Is he wrong, though? NBA All-Star Weekend. Where's it at next year? Do we know? Have they announced it yet? Do we know yet? No. Golden State? Sheesh. Oh, I think it is, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, that's why he brought it up. 2025, next year, San Francisco. Be scared. I guess Charles Barkley wasn't lying. He says as it is, there's a lot of homeless bums. City of San Francisco should be fun. They're suffering right now after that loss, Super Bowl loss. Just keeping into basketball, making sure we don't have any other basketball news for the NBA before we move to college basketball. I've been trying to get back into it, been trying to keep up with it. I hit a big one. I hit a big three-legger the other weekend at Baylor. Texas Tech and A&M. And it was a couple, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Whatever. What I want to talk about real quick, can we figure out whatever happened to Rick Pitino? Can somebody remind me what happened to Rick Pitino? Because did y'all hear about what he did? Went off on the St. John's team. Basically calling his team weak, calling every player on the team weak, saying that they don't play with hustle, blah, 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 blah. Flaming up his team, saying that nobody can guard anybody. Let's see if I can find the quotes for this. He goes off on his whole team. It was their eighth loss in 10 games. They lost 68-62 to Seton Hall. He was quoted saying, "If I said I was disappointed, that would be the understatement of the year." Called his whole team non-athletic and can't guard anybody without fouling. Really just kind of went off. He said something about like, I don't want to play the clip for you guys. I want to give this man the credit he deserves because Rick Pitino, we'll go back to this, but let's stay on subject. He was quoted saying something along the lines of, like, even when they do win and they go back and watch film, he's watching a bunch of non-athletic mess and he doesn't understand how they're winning. And he was just going off on his team. And then that one made me go through a spiral because I heard about this and I said, damn, Rick Pitino, where do I know that from? And then I remembered. I did my research like a man and I remembered this son of a gun has no right to go off on anybody. The most probably not corrupt, but scandaled mofo college basketball coach in the NCAA right now that's still actively coaching has no right to go off on anybody. The same guy who was fired from Louisville after what, like 16 years? Who had their only, I don't know about their only, but their last 2013 NCAA championship vacated from them. Because he was hiring some stanky little prostitutes, some stanky little sex workers, some sex escorts for his players. And he was paying them, essentially. And in 2003, he hired his own sex worker and had his own little problem. 2015... got in trouble for throwing parties and hiring strippers for these players, for the players. Basically recruiting. Imagine recruiting some basketball players with some hoes. You recruiting your players with hoes, and it got them a championship. Ain't that a shame? And got them the championship vacated too. Ain't that a shame? And they still kept him. And they still kept him. The man had a problem with the hoes, and they still kept him. They said, we're still loyal to you, dog. And then finally in 2017, he gets fired. 2016, whatever. Because the corruption scandal with Adidas, according to USA Today, FBI investigation alleges that the coach from the University of Kentucky matches the description of the Louisville paid $100,000 in recruits. He paid $100,000 to recruits. The same man, the man complains about hustle. No shit, I wouldn't be hustling for you if you're not paying me. This man was paying every single player before he went to St. John's. Every player that's ever played for him, the man was paying him. And then he wants to complain. He wants to cry because his players now don't hustle. No shit, pay me, bro. Pay me and I'll hustle. Pay me. I go through these Reddit feeds. And then I remember he got hired. And I remember seeing one thing and people were like, I remember seeing one thing a long time ago. Like, well, St. John's will finally be, will they be a Final Four contender, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. I don't keep up with basketball like that. And then now I'm going back and I'm going through St. John's message boards and stuff. And I remember going through when he got hired and people were like, oh, St. John's, Final Four. Hell no. Hell no. This team is never going to even touch the Sweet 16. This guy's a bum. He has no right to talk shit to anybody. The same bum who can't, he's a bum. That's it. That made me mad. And then we move on. And you got Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway blaming his team. Penny Hardaway, coach from Memphis. You know Penny Hardaway. Former Orlando Magic. Following the loss to SMU. Absolutely flaming up his own players. Quoted saying, a lot of these kids haven't won. They said they wanted to come here and get to the NCAA tournament. But because they haven't won, maybe they're resorting back. We don't do this at Memphis. We don't go out like this. Also quoted saying, this team is now tired of guys just shutting down and quitting. Everybody's caught up in the names. That's not us getting in trouble. The names are wanting to play hard all the time. She said there's no competition at all. Doesn't know what's going on with his own team. Basically just trying to freaking, it's difficult to keep everyone on this team happy. We're not happy they shut down. Basically just saying that his players are shutting down on him and that they're being crybabies and that they're not happy and that they want to get to the tournament, but they don't want to win. Look, I don't know. Look, let's look at Memphis's last couple games following that SMU loss. He lost 79-106 against SMU. Before that, he lost to North Texas 66-76. Beat Tulane 90-78. So you're 2-2 in the last four. That loss to SMU was, yeah, that was pretty bad. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just seeing all these coaches going off. Kentucky's coach, John Calipari, went off on the media, kind of saying that the media needs to stop attacking the players and start attacking him. Everyone's like, what are you talking about, bro? Nobody really criticizes the players. We criticize your coaching. John Calipari and Kentucky Wildcats upset Auburn at Auburn the other day. Big win for them. Yeah, that's college. That's college basketball. Oh, fight broke out at TAMU Commerce and Incarnate Word. Incarnate Word was a 2-point favorite. I don't know. That was exciting. That's college basketball. What we got? 3 weeks. 3 weeks till tournament starts, and then I think we're about like a month away from Selection Sunday. Conference tournament. 3 weeks till conference tournament starts. Sheesh. Yeah, that's the NBA for you. I didn't think I'd spend dang near 30 minutes on the NBA. Sarkisian. That bum-ass Sarkisian got an extension. New contract extension. And let me just start by saying, Texas fans flamed. Absolutely flamed A&M for their contract to Jimbo. Fair. That is so fair. But the details on this man's new contract, Sarkisian's contract extension, are y'all ready for this? About $10 million a year. Look, I'm seeing... Look, let's just start by the contract itself. 2024 through 2030, $10 million guaranteed. 10.3, 10.4, 10.5. So it goes up 0.1 every year. Tickets to the game, game tickets. A private jet, country club membership, two cars, incentives up to $1.8 million a year. And yeah, a contract through 2030. Let's compare Sarkisian through the first 3 years compared to Jimbo. Sarkisian, 25-14 compared to Jimbo's 26-10. Sarkisian was 17-10 compared to Jimbo 17-8 in conference. Top 10 wins, Sarkisian had one, Jimbo had two. Bowl wins, Jimbo had three, Sarkisian had zero. One of those bowl wins being a New Year's Six bowl. I'm not defending Jimbo here. I'm not defending A&M. I'm simply stating, you guys are riding Sarkisian hard. He got you. Look, he got you to the playoffs. That's cool. He got you to the playoffs. Didn't really win. I don't know. He got you to the playoffs. Huh? You got Big 12 championship. I'll give you that one. You got Arch Manning. But you also got, like, didn't everyone else come back? I don't know. I don't want to talk about. I think he got overpaid. I think Alabama with DeBoer, that man is going to be a monster at Alabama. I think Elko's a decent hire. I don't know. I don't want to talk A&M and Elko too early. But you gave Sarkisian the ship. Is he going to pull a Jimbo and ride out the money, or is he going to actually do something? I'm not trying to hate. But I wanted to point out the contract extension and just the comparison of the two and how, surprisingly, Texas fans are real hush-hush about all that money they're getting. They're not really bragging about it. They're just kind of stating, hey, we gave him an extension. It's a pretty big extension. No real excitement about it. Keeping in the football talk. Let's talk about going back to wrestling real quick. Michael Chandler, he cut a promo on Raw. Not a wrestling promo, though. A kind of called out Michael. I'm sorry, called out Conor McGregor on Monday Night Raw. It was honestly something else. Listen to this.
Hey, what's up, Anaheim? Oh, hey, you are now in the presence of the most entertaining UFC fighter on the planet.
Okay.
The TKO merger goes crazy.
The man from Ireland has been making me wait for way too long.
He's talking about Finley. Kind of sus.
Conor McGregor, get your candy ass back to the octagon. We got some unfinished business, boys.
I wish you could see this video. He turns so red. He turns like Jolly Rancher red. That is more cringe. That was more cringe than any wrestling promo I've seen in the last 2 years. That going on wrestling to cut a promo was more cringe than you just putting out a TikTok or you just talking shit online. I don't want anyone to talk shit about wrestling when Michael Chandler did that. The TKO merger goes crazy, though. Have y'all heard about I don't know why. I just saw a tweet. The Bucks and Doc Rivers. Just keep an eye on that. I don't know what's going on with that. Doc Rivers got hired and they're like negative record. Anyway, that was crazy. Yeah, that was cringe. Michael Chandler, cringe. Couple points left before we wrap up this episode. This is, I don't give a hoot. They're 45 minutes. We're good. We can make it short. Who's getting franchise tag? Franchise tag start today. That's a big one. Starting Tuesday, lasting through Thursday, March 5th. Anybody or NFL teams, every NFL team gets one franchise tag. Here's some notable tags that are starting today. Wide receiver T. Higgins for the Bengals. Linebacker Josh Allen. Running back Saquon Barkley. Wide receiver Michael Pittman. You got defense tackle Christian Wilkins. He's a big one. Quarterback Baker Mayfield. And defense end Brian Burns. Some big names that are possible or players that I possibly can get franchise tagged. Out of those big names, people I think that will get franchise tagged. Josh Allen for sure. I don't know about Burns. Maybe Burns. I want to say T. Higgins. If T. Higgins doesn't get tagged, he gets signed real quick. And then probably cornerback Jalen Johnson was on here. He'll probably get franchise tagged as well. If they do tag Higgins, they probably will. I don't know. Michael Pittman could get tagged too, but big names. I think if Pittman and Higgins don't get franchise tagged, they're off the board. They're off the free agent market real quick. They're going to be picked up so fast. I think Saquon is – he kind of reminds me of Dalvin Cook. Or, I'm sorry, maybe even Ezekiel. Elliott, kind of a gamble. I think Baker could get franchise tag. I think he's got a good 2 years left in him to prove himself. So, yeah, franchise tags start today and last till March 5th. Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. Legendary Patriot Matthew Slater has retired. Special teams legend Matthew Slater has retired. Total of 10 Pro Bowl appearances since 2011. Ties for second most Pro Bowl appearances. One behind Trent Williams, who has 11. Special teams legend Matthew Slater has retired. Any other NFL news? Any other exciting NFL news to talk about? Mike Evans could also get franchise tagged, but that's a large franchise tag. It would be $28.4 million to franchise tag him. So he's probably going to be a free agent. Come to Houston. Mic check. Hello? Are you there? Calvin Ridley for the Jaguars could also get franchise tagged, but I doubt that'll happen. Nelson Aguilar got signed to a one-year extension for the Rams. Yeah, that's NFL news. Oh, Garoppolo. First off, how did I forget that? Two-game suspension for popping some PEDs. Man was taking Trinibol, and they noticed when he got back acne. And they were like, whoa, bro, what's going on back there? And he started raging, bro. And he got steroid belly, and they were freaking out. They said, are you using? And he said, nah, just been drinking whole milk. Two games. How do you take steroids and you still suck? Respectfully. Hey, it's got to be for that chin. It's got to be for that crimson chin he has, because it ain't for that arm. He's not taking steroids for that arm. Yeah. Tonight. What's going on tonight? This is going to come out on Tuesday. Arkansas, A&M. I think that is tonight. Caleb Williams, I don't know if he's going to go first rounds. I think I'm running out of things to talk about. I think we are reaching the end of the episode, y'all. If y'all don't know what a franchise tag is, what's a franchise tag? So basically, if you listen to this podcast, what's a franchise tag? You know what? Let's do this real quick. Starting today until March 5th, NFL teams are able to franchise tag available players. Certain players that are available for franchise tags include T. Higgins out of Cincinnati, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, linebacker Josh Allen, running back from the Giants Saquon Barkley, wide receiver from the Colts Michael Pittman, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, and others. If you're confused what a franchise tag is, let me explain it. So essentially, a franchise tag is a team is allowed to give one franchise tag a year to one player, and it essentially gives them a fully guaranteed one-year contract in whatever terms that they have that takes them off the free agent market and keeps them from being under free agent. So essentially, they stay on the team for one more year. They get paid their guaranteed money, and it keeps them from being able to go to another team. And you're only able to use one franchise tag, so every team gets one. Most teams don't even use it. But sometimes, for example, let's do a hypothetical here. Let's say in a few years, the Texans can't afford to sign C.J. Stroud that year to a big contract, but they can maybe do it next year, and he's on his rookie contract. They're going to give him a franchise tag. You know. And they'll keep him for a year to allow them to sign him. So, yeah, that's a franchise tag for all you dumbasses who don't know what that is. NCAA 25 coming out soon. It's exciting. Some ideas for podcasts I want to do. Some NFL offseason podcasts. Hear me out here on this. I want to do a podcast where I compare NFL quarterbacks to Transformers, i.e. Tom Brady as Optimus Prime. I want to identify the weaknesses of each team in the NFL this season. And then I want to maybe talk about top free agents this upcoming season. Just some ideas. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I'm writing a book, kind of writing a book. We'll talk about that later in the later episodes. Doing stand-up. I'm going to try to start doing stand-up soon. Don't know. I'm writing jokes. And let's wrap up this episode with kind of a stand-up idea. But in general, it's an NFL-themed idea. And it's Taylor Swift. Womp, womp. Cry about it, guys. I just think, I don't understand the hate that we are giving this poor fucking white lady. This poor, talented white lady who's just trying to sing and love an NFL player and do what probably every white girl grew up wanting to do, become a pop star and date a football player. And all you white men are mad. And I don't know why. She's living her little Friday Night Light fantasy. Taylor Swift is just living her little Friday Night Lights fantasy, and every grown man is pissed. And then every college guy is pissed. And I'm confused. Because the same guys who complain because they have no hoes and the same guys who complain that they have no girls are the same guys who are vocally complaining about Taylor Swift. Shut up. Just shut up and act like you like her, bro. You act like you hear, it feels like the perfect, you're not going to start singing along to 22. I don't know about you. You're going to say, but I'm feeling 22. That every man knows that. Every person knows that. I don't know about you. I know you just sing along to the next part. You act like you don't like Taylor Swift. You like Taylor Swift. Acting like you don't like Taylor Swift is acting like you're too good. You're too good to drink a Dr. Pepper in public. You're too good to drink soda in public. Acting like you're too good to drink a Coke at a restaurant. Not liking Taylor Swift or trying to vocally expressing your hatred towards Taylor Swift is like that person who can't eat meat. Sorry, who can't. Oh, this is like the person who can't eat bread, who's gluten-free, who tells everybody. Like, shut the hell up. I'm not even, we're not even near bread. Like, I'm going to start shoving Taylor Swift in your face just to piss you off. Like, the person, I can't eat gluten. I'm going to shove some fucking bread down your throat just to shut you up. Like, stop. I will put in Taylor Swift in my headphones to get you to start. They showed her for 56 seconds. Like, 2% of the game. And everyone was, I heard everybody, I don't know why they kept showing that white lady. Shut up. I think if you just accept that you like Taylor Swift, so many more people in this world will like you. Just say it. Or just don't say anything. Do you like Taylor Swift? What do you think about Taylor Swift? Eh. Just say, eh. Eh. That's all you got to say. Yeah. No one is going to hate you for liking Taylor Swift. No one is going to judge you for liking Taylor Swift. They're going to judge you more for saying you don't like her. More people are going to be upset. Just saying you like her doesn't mean you're a hardcore fan. I'm not a hardcore fan. I can't name Reputation. Big Reputation. I can't name you the name of her albums. Red. I think that's the only two I know. Evermore, right? Red, Evermore, Reputation, 22. I'm just going to... The country one. I'm not a diehard. I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm a Swifter. I use a Swifter. I'm just saying. Respectfully, with all due respect, chill out on the Taylor Swift hate. What, also, closing out this episode, what the hell does with all due respect mean? Who am I giving this respect to? Who is this respect due to? Just something to think about. That's it. That's all I have for you guys. I'm kind of getting burned out on this episode. Again, you got to get behind the mic. It starts with you. It starts with getting behind the mic. So, and also, keeping on the it starts with you fact, it starts with you guys as well. Send me some god dang emails, some replies, some questions, some topics. Let's get engaged, y'all. Y'all know where to find me. Twitter, Instagram. Twitter, Jabroni Kev. Instagram, Kayfabe Kev. Just type in Kayfabe Kev on Instagram and Twitter. You will find me at Jabroni Kev, at Kayfabe Kev. I don't know what to tell you. That's all I really have for today. Oh, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Justin Fields has unfollowed the Bears on Instagram and has followed Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Jimmy Graham, Chris Olave, Pete Werner. I don't know what that means, but Fields to Atlanta. That could be a big trade. Atlanta needing a QB. Whatever. I'm running out of content. Can you tell? That's all I have for today. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share this with your friends. Tell everybody about it. It's a fun little thing. Just tell them about my Instagram, my TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. It starts with the TikTok, and it'll grow from there. That's my goal for this year. It starts with TikTok, and we'll grow from there. Starts with TikTok and grows from there. That's all I have. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Playoffs.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
Playoffs.
See y'all next week.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
I'm here with my family.
You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.